The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen has voiced concern that humanitarian access in the country remains limited as a result of the ongoing conflict there.
The ongoing conflict is still as intense as it was. There hasn't been any shift in terms of the intensity. The same number of places where we are finding it difficult to access remain. There's been no increase in the opportunity to go to many of these places. Ground fighting, shelling and airstrikes are a common feature in many parts of Yemen. And as a result of that, the populations there are in a difficult situation.
McGoldrick said that 600 health officials, or pardon, health facilities, that is, have been hit or damaged in Yemen. UN envoy added that 100 of the facilities have been hit by shells or by airstrikes. McGoldrick's comments come as Saudi Arabia is under fire for violating humanitarian law by pounding civilian targets in its airstrikes on Yemen. However, the kingdom has turned a blind eye to such pressure, saying that it will continue its air raids to reinstate fugitive former Yemeni president Abu Dhabi Mansour Hadi.
They call it the Forgotten War. Saudi Arabia's onslaught against Yemen has gone on for more than 300 days. Thousands have been killed in that period, as the country is continuously hit by bombs at the hands of the Saudi regime. Now, human rights groups in London are saying enough is enough.
Field reports show that the Saudi regime have conducted air raids against Yemeni schools, markets, mosques, and even hospitals, all of which are civilian targets, and bombing them is a violation of international law. And the organizers of the press conference here today announced that they will be taking legal action against the Saudi war criminals.
Kim Sharif from Human Rights for Yemen has been gathering evidence for almost a year to indict those responsible for the attacks on the impoverished Arab nation.
There have been serious crimes being committed in this country. These crimes include genocide. These crimes include use of prohibited weapons. These crimes include war crimes and crimes against humanity. So there has to be a way through to hold people accountable to that. No one is above the law.
During the press conference, the panelists stated that Riyadh has so far launched over 70,000 airstrikes against Yemen. Since David Cameron became Prime Minister, the UK has sold at least £7 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia. Those in attendance were asking why the mainstream media and the international community have remained silent on the relentless killing of civilians in Yemen.
World powers are indirectly and somewhat openly involved in this war. You can check this with the Guardian and elsewhere, and they will confirm that the Saudi regime, in particular, I believe Mr. Al-Walid bin Talal, has been running frantically buying reverse shares in media outlets. The reverse shares have the effect of giving them controlling power in some way.
The groups have prepared a list of individuals they hope will be prosecuted by the International Criminal Court or any other court in the world, just as long as justice is done. Mohammed Walji, Press TV, London.
And for more on this story, we're joined out of San Francisco by Mr. Scott Bennett, political commentator. Now, Mr. Bennett, what's your take on the latest?
Well, it's always interesting to hear these armchair Europeans pontificate about the bloodshed and the terror that's going on in the Middle East, and in particular this war that Saudi Arabia has unleashed upon Yemen, because most of these commentators have never worn the uniform. They've never served in war. They've never sworn an oath. This is an academic exercise for them. But for people on the ground, it's life and death. For people on the ground, it's the destruction of property and family. And there's an immediacy. And the rest of the world is allowing Saudi Arabia to get away with this because of their addiction to its oil, their addiction to the money. The West, the British, the United States, the French, they are all in bed with Saudi Arabia simply for economic reasons. And it's absolutely obscene, because Saudi Arabia represents everything that is at enmity with the people of the United States and Europe, and yet American and European leaders are committing the people and resources of the United States and West to propping up an enemy of the United States and the West. It's absolutely bizarre. I would just say one point that's worth noting. I remember when I was in counterterrorism training, we studied everything that the jihadis wrote and talked about. And one book came to mind that was written by Saeed Imam, And his full name, of course, was Sayyid Imam al-Sharif. And this was his quote: "There is nothing that invokes the anger of God and his wrath like the unwarranted spilling of blood and the wrecking of property." Now, if there's a better quote that describes what Saudi Arabia has been doing, I don't know it. That's the perfect one that encapsulates it to me. And that's written by a Sunni scholar and legal mind that we studied in the State Department. We studied in Special Operations Command. We studied in counterterrorism. And we tried to use that to battle the Takfiri jihadists. And Obama persecuted all of us who were on that line. So Obama, the Saudi Arabians, are all on the side of these wild Middle East wars that are just full of bloodshed. And the Saudi Arabian agenda is to destabilize Iran eventually.
And Mr. Bennett, you know, I mean, it seems like Saudi Arabia is bombing Yemen with impunity, yet we're seeing much of the West remain, I mean, the Yemenis themselves call it the forgotten war. I mean, 600 medical facilities, 100 of these facilities being hit by shells or airstrikes. I mean, that's basically just annihilating someone's infrastructure, and civilians are taking the brunt of this, not the opposition, not people that are opposed to the fugitive former president, but everyday civilians are getting slaughtered daily, their entire infrastructure wiped out. But we hear nothing about it in Western papers or media. Why?
Yeah. Well, it's because they're addicted to Saudi Arabia. And what this shows is the absolute schizophrenia and arrogance of the Saudi Arabian Wahhabi mind, the absolute contempt that it has for anything that is not its Wahhabi Saudi Arabian definition of Muslim. Everything else it considers unholy, inferior, and to be destroyed or subjugated and converted. That's the Wahhabist mind. And sadly, we're seeing that in the flesh with Saudi Arabia's behavior to Yemen. It has no mercy, it has no compassion, it has no justice. It is going against everything that God and humanity and civilization stands for. And it's doing it because it thinks the United States and Britain and France is going to be on its side for eternity. And that's not the case, because the American people and the European people are rising up to the awareness that the Saudi Arabians, besides involved in the 9/11 attacks, which is obvious, but the Saudi Arabians have been involved with destabilizing Europe, destabilizing Syria. Now they're trying to pick a fight with Russia and Iran. It's the Saudi Arabian jihadist Wahhabi mentality, the suicide schizophrenia kamikaze attitude that is at enmity with anything civilized. They're the enemies of history. They're destroying the museums and the classic historical sites that are in the sacred areas of the world. That's the Wahhabist teaching, and people are starting to wake up to it. It's sad it's taken so long, but I'm waiting for an international condemnation of Saudi Arabia for this execution, this ethnic cleansing of Yemen, with the agenda to further that into Syria, and with that to move against Iran. And I think it's also to do with the Israeli Mossad Zionist agenda to destabilize a lot of these countries. The Israelis have already said their agenda is to destabilize Iran by making the United States go into a war.
Thank you for your input.
I think that's all changing.
We're running out of short on time, but thank you, Mr. Scott Bennett, for your input there, sir. Mr. Scott Bennett, political commentator, joining us out of San Francisco.